Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our look at Sunday's Gospel, which comes to us from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. And it's a story a bit like the Martha and Mary thing, where Martha tries to inveigle Jesus to come in and judge between her and her sister Mary. And here's a man, a rich guy who... a fella who's got a contest with his brother, tell him to give me a share of our inheritance. It seems a fair enough thing and a fair enough request to make of someone who's a teacher, should be an expert in the law. But it gives Luke the excuse to give this parable from Jesus about the rich man who produced abundantly in his fields and so forth. And you've read the story, and you see how he put all his trust in his achievements, and almost like preening himself and proud of what he's achieved. And I will make bigger barns and store up everything and be good to myself, and you know, relax, eat, drink, be merry. It reminds me of the Frank Sinatra song. I did it my way. All the references to me and my. In this story, I have done this and I will do that and my this and my that. So there's a whole lot of being self-centred and self-satisfied with your achievements, with your possessions. And Luke, is one of the hot topics for Luke is this attachment to possessions and the whole call of Jesus not to put our trust in having and possessing and gaining and having and holding, but rather giving away and looking after the poor and providing for others and having a thought for others. And that's the final verse, making ourselves rich in the sight of God. So we'll go through it verse by verse now just to see if anything we missed out. So verse 13 is the example of two brothers or two sons or two sisters. And it gives the excuse then for the parable. Verse 14, friend, he says, and it could be translated as man, and it can be either, depending on the context, it could be either friendly or negative. And in this context, maybe it's negative. So there's a whole... accounting, and Luke's a very, very efficient storyteller. He gets to the point very quickly. The abundance is skipped over, and he gets to the point where the flourishing quickly is exceeded. Self-satisfaction builds up in verse 17, and you can think of like pride coming before a fall. So indeed it does. There's various other stories in Luke, like the story of Lazarus, and Luke mentions poverty and the attachment to possessions and how bad this is and how against the gospel it really is, very, very often, more so than any of the other evangelists. The word fool in verse 20, It's used in other contexts. You know, the fool says to himself, "There is no God." So the fool is someone who misses the real reality of life and existence, that there is a God, and he does expect certain things of us. And you're a fool if you don't acknowledge that. So verse 21, the final verse, making yourself rich in the sight of God, that means... providing for others, sharing, having compassion, having mercy. And these are the values of the kingdom. So it's a lovely story, a great story. And there's some points to consider then for your discussion. Our life does not consist in the abundance of possessions, said Jesus. What have you found by experience to be more important in life than possessions? What brought this home to you? And maybe another point, The message of the parable could be summed up by saying, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans. Life takes many twists and turns that we do not anticipate. When have you found that you have to change your plans because of unexpected circumstances? What helped you to be flexible and resourceful at such times? Now, my plans are to be retired as a parish priest. It comes into effect next Friday. And Father Kevin McGookin will be the parish priest then of Port Stewart and Coleraine in Port Rush. God love him. So say a prayer for Father Kevin and give him the great welcome you always give me. Give him every assistance in the mission. I just want to say that I've always found the cell group's interest in the scriptures and their hunger for understanding the word more deeply and living it more deeply as a great sort of encouragement to delve into these things and to give these talks. So just thank you for that, for lighting a fire in my heart by your hunger. So thank you for being those kind of people, and keep up the good work. I've talked to Mary, and I don't know, with my movements over the next year anyway, I'm going to be here, there and everywhere, and weekends are very uncertain. So I can't promise to be able to give a talk every weekend. So I've suggested that you delve into some of you I know keep records of all the talks. So maybe that's a good way to go, to rely on these, this library of talks. So God bless the work, and God bless you as you gather together. You're great friends of the Lord and great friends of mine. Thank you. God bless.